Welcome to People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our podcast, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
On October 16, 2023, the New York Working Family Party announced Anna Maria Achila and Jasmine Griper as the next state directors of the party. Achila and Griper will be bringing their years of executive, organizing, and policy experience to the party. Our very special guest, someone I love to interview, is Anna Maria Achila. Welcome. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations on your new position. So, can you give us a brief introduction to yourself first?
Yeah. So, thank you so much for having me here today. I'm Anna Maria. I am one of the two new co-directors of the Working Families Party in New York. I come to this role after almost 20 years organizing immigrant communities, workers, tenants, students in New York and also across the country to make sure that in this country our government listens to us, that in this country our democracy works for our families. And so I have helped build and lead organizations like Make the Road New York, like the Center for Popular Democracy. And last year, I was the candidate for lieutenant governor. Actually, in 2022, I was the candidate for lieutenant governor for the Working Families Party in New York. And that was an effort to make sure that our state government is focused on the priorities of working families, like affordable housing, access to affordable childcare, excellent schools for every child, regardless of where they live or the color of their skin. And all the other issues that are so important to New Yorkers right now.
Okay, so can you also give us a brief overview of the Working Families Party, and specifically in New York, its vision? And as the new co-director, how do you plan to execute this vision, putting your own special touch?
Yes, so the Working Families Party was created 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. As a party that would focus on the priorities of workers, of tenants, of students and families, people who are not well-connected and who are not wealthy, who are the majority of New Yorkers. And the party is really a coalition of labor unions, community organizations, and individual activists across the state. The party has had a history of really delivering for people, winning multiple times increases to the minimum wage, ending the Rockefeller drug laws, winning protections for tenants so that people are not so exposed to evictions and increases in the rent. And so the party really dedicates its efforts to winning material improvements in people's lives. And over the last several years, the party has survived the attacks by Republicans and by Democrats like the ex-governor Andrew Cuomo, who tried multiple times to destroy the Working Families Party because we wouldn't obey, because we would say that our state government needed to actually prioritize the needs of working families above the demands of millionaires. And that's what we continue to do. Today, the party has a presence all over the state. In these most recent elections, for example, we endorsed close to 400 candidates across the state. In New York City, the city council members that received the Working Families Party endorsement all won, and some of them got, you know, 20 to 30% of their vote on the Working Families Party line. So the party is not like your normal party where it just shows up on election day. We are a party that shows up in people's lives on a regular basis in the battles in Albany and the battles in City Hall and on the streets. And we take great pride in being a party that's associated with the needs and the priorities of working people.
Okay, so what are some of the areas that you plan to focus on in your new role?
New Yorkers right now are facing a very serious crisis of affordability. Mm-hmm. So many people share the experience, whether they live in New York City, whether they live in Rochester, in Utica, in Buffalo, on Long Island, they share the experience of feeling like life is not affordable in New York. Like housing is too expensive, access to childcare is too expensive. Our state leaders in particular don't seem to be very committed to addressing the affordability crisis. So we are very, very focused in this incoming, in this new year, in making sure that in New York we are taxing the ultra wealthy, because New York is one of the richest states in the country, but also one of the most unequal. We have 125 billionaires here in the state of New York mm-hmm. that during the pandemic, the first 2 years of the pandemic, made $228 billion in new wealth. Whoa. New wealth. And the state is really not taxing that new wealth. And so we're leaving, the governor is turning to families and saying, there is no money for childcare. There is no money to build affordable housing. But in reality, she could actually get that money mm-hmm. if she was willing to tax the rich. So that's one of our big priorities, to make sure that New York becomes affordable by asking the richest to contribute their fair share.
Exactly. So you mentioned endorsing candidates in recent elections. How does one get the endorsement of the Working Families Party? What is the process?
So the Working Families Party has chapters all across the state. We have mm-hmm. 17 chapters. When there are elections, everyone who is running for any office, essentially, is invited to apply to the Working Families Party endorsement. They look at a questionnaire that makes very explicit the priorities of the party. Usually we want to understand, is this person willing to fight for affordable housing? Is this person willing to stage a fight to increase wages so that workers and families can live with dignity? Is this person willing to fight against racist policies? And so we ask people to respond to a questionnaire, and then everyone who fills out a questionnaire is invited to an interview mm-hmm. to meet with the leaders, the local leaders of the party, and then those chapters make recommendations to the state officers body. So we have a very open, very rigorous process. And the idea is that we want people to feel like politics is not about politicians, it's about people. So, politics mm-hmm. is about what regular people down the street are thinking about, and that should be the concerns of everyone who is seeking office.
Because actually the politicians are supposed to serve us, the people.
Exactly, that's right.
So how does the Working Families Party plan to get involved in the presidential elections from a New York perspective?
So like with any other elections, we have to run an endorsement process. Mm-hmm. And obviously the presidential elections in 2024 are incredibly important, very consequential. Our democracy is at stake. If Donald Trump wins the White House, he has made very clear that he is threatening to punish people who opposed him. He is promising to pardon the people who engaged in violent acts on January 6th. We are in a very serious situation. So we are, the Working Families Party in New York and nationally, is very committed to making sure that our democracy stays alive and that the progress that we have made over generations is protected. We will run an endorsement process. We probably have to do that process sometime in June. And then once we have, we will invite President Biden to participate in that process. And then we will make sure that New Yorkers understand that the person on our ballot is someone who has committed to the priorities of working families.
Okay, so with the new redistricting set for New York, how is the Working Family positioning itself to help the Democrats gain back the House?
We are extremely, extremely focused in 2024 on winning back the House seats that were lost to Republicans in 2022. There were five congressional seats in New York that were held by Democrats in the Hudson Valley and on Long Island who that these seats then went to Republicans by very thin margins. In many ways, because the Democratic Party was super disorganized in 2022, in many ways because of that redistricting, the chaotic redistricting process. But all of those seats are winnable. And we think it's incredibly important for Congress to be, the House to be controlled by Democrats. Because in the event that we have a Trump presidency, mm-hmm. it is essential to be able to stop, to slow down the Trump agenda by controlling the House and ideally the Senate. So we will work. We have a project called Battleground New York that is focused on five congressional seats. It's a partnership with labor unions like SEIU 1199, Communication Workers of America, 32BJ, and community organizations across the state that will focus on winning back those seats, making sure that people in those districts understand what's at stake and they understand that their vote really, really matters. And that's our goal in 2024.
Okay, so let's look at New York. We get back to local. With the current mayor, Eric Adams, facing so many personal challenges, such as the FBI investigation and sexual assault charges, is the Working Family Party preparing a candidate in the event that he's forced to resign, and even for 2025? And currently the mayor is polling very low.
Yeah, Mayor Adams entered his administration with a very broad coalition that should have enabled him to deliver for working class New Yorkers, and he just has not. He has been an incredibly chaotic leader with, you know, scandals from the beginning. The commissioner of buildings was arrested for bribery or charged with bribery. He was, you know, Mayor Adams was trying to bring family members into his cabinet. Like, his approach to governing the city has been very chaotic, and people are suffering. So many people are having to stand in line endlessly to get HRA services, to get food stamps, to get the basic things that they need to survive. His ability to deliver, the city's ability to feel like it's functioning, is really diminished under his leadership. That, in addition to the decision that he has made to scapegoat immigrants, asylum seekers, the decision that he has made to cut school budgets, to cut library budgets, to cut some of the essential services, have actually made him one of the least popular mayors in recent history. And New Yorkers deserve better. So the Working Families Party is paying a lot of attention, making sure that we are ready in case that there is a resignation or that the mayor has to step down, and in case that we have a special election. But we're also making sure that we are ready to hold him to account if he stays in office. And we, like with every other election, run a very rigorous process. We don't just decide to challenge someone. We make sure that we have the conditions to do it. And that's what we are doing right now. So we haven't decided that we will for sure have a candidate in 2025, but we know that it is important for New Yorkers to have an option and someone who can actually be committed to governing the city.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
You ran for lieutenant governor and you did pretty well for a newcomer candidate.
Yes.
New York has never had a woman mayor. Would you consider running in 2025? Come on.
I think, first of all, I appreciate the question as, like, I receive your sort of the feedback well. But I think New York City deserves a mayor who has the capacity to bring a broad coalition together. So let me just talk about the things that we think are preconditions for a good mayor.
Okay.
We need a mayor who can bring New Yorkers together instead of pitting people against one another. We need a mayor who has a demonstrated ability to lead and govern. We need a mayor who is able to bring labor and progressives and also attract the communities that essentially voted for Mayor Adams, a mayor who will speak to who like working class communities of color across the city feel like will have their back. And that is a very serious task. And what I am committed to is making sure that the Working Families Party is the party that helps convene and make that possible. I will say that, you know, as someone who has been organizing immigrants for a long time, mm-hmm. I want to make sure that New York City is a city that welcomes immigrant New Yorkers, but also a city that actually working class people can trust is a city for them. And right now, with the mayor, the mayor's policies and the governor's policies, that is not the case. They are not addressing the affordable housing crisis. They're not addressing the other sort of affordability crisis more broadly. So we need to make sure that that's what's happening. My commitment is to the people of New York and in my role as the co-director of the Working Families Party.
But you still didn't tell me no. Something to think about.
No.
Okay, but, you know, you mentioned the migrants and the migrant crisis, which I do not really like the word crisis.
Yeah.
What is your take on, as an immigrant and someone who has advocated for immigrants and also as your new role as co-director of the Working Families Party?
Yeah. So migration is a reality of this moment in history. Mm-hmm. There are millions and millions of people moving between countries, between cities across the globe. And in the same way that climate change is a reality of our time, migration is a reality of our time. And we need to make sure that we understand that part of what we need to do is adapt to the realities of climate change and of migration. What that means for cities like New York is that instead of having a rhetoric and policies that try to prevent migration from happening, we need to think about how to help people get back on their feet as soon as possible. The city and the state could be doing things that are so clear. They could be providing the legal service infrastructure that allows people to apply for asylum, apply for TPS, or resolve their cases so that they can have work permits, so that they can work. That's a lot of people are here because they want to be able to work. They're here just to be able to keep their families alive, and the city and the state could do so much to make that happen. We also need to understand that right now we're seeing migration from outside of the U.S., but in 20 years, we will see migration from the south of the country to the north of the country because cities like Phoenix, cities in the south will become unlivable. The temperatures that we saw this last summer were incredible, 120 degrees in the summer. There is no way that people can work outside in that weather. There is no way that farming can continue in that weather. And so we need to actually have elected officials that envision what will our city look like 10 years down the line, 20 years down the line. How do we make sure that we have the capacity to keep working class families, working families in New York, able to stay here? And that will be part of our adaptation to migration.
Climate change is something we cannot continue to ignore. It's factoring on everything right now.
Absolutely. Climate change is a reality, and it will produce an increased migration from outside of the U.S., across borders, but also internal migration.
Okay. So as a woman and a leader, what role would you like to see women play in politics?
Well,
because we do get stuff done.
Yes.
Women get stuff done.
Women get stuff done. Women have the women that are governing in New York City, in New York State, and across the world often bring the issues that matter to families to the center. They talk about childcare, talk about education, talk about housing, talk about wages. These are the issues that actually are essential for entire families to live with dignity. And that's actually the Working Families agenda. We are very happy to see a city council that is dominated by, that is majority women and majority women of color. We think that we need to continue to make that a priority at the state level. But it is also essential to make sure that we are building not just a crop of elected officials, but actually that we are organizing around a women's agenda. Mm-hmm. And we know that the Republicans have made it very clear that they are rolling back the progress that women have made over the last century, taking away the right to decide whether or not we continue a pregnancy. That is like a decision that a person who is pregnant should make, mm-hmm. and not a politician. But the Republicans are bent on ending abortion, limiting abortion. They are not fighting for the things that people need. And so it is up to us to make sure that we not only protect the gains that women have made over the last 100 years, but that we continue to advance and build an economy that centers care, where childcare and healthcare and elder care are a priority, because we know that families desperately need that. And a women's agenda will serve everyone well.
Okay, so given your background and your new role, can you speak about the rise and importance of the ethnic votes?
Yeah, it is. New York City is obviously one of the most diverse cities in the country. It has an extremely diverse voting block. But our Asian voters, Latino voters, Muslim voters, Arab American voters are feeling abandoned by the political parties in many ways and are looking for a political home. We have seen how Trump has made some gains amongst Latino voters. Mm-hmm. Republicans have made gains in Asian communities. Muslim and Arab American voters right now are feeling incredibly disenchanted with the Democrats. So there is a lot of work to do. And the Working Families Party is a party that actually describes its purpose as serve being the party of the multiracial working class. And what that means is that we want to be the party where Asian voters, where Caribbean voters, where Latino voters, where Middle Eastern voters, where like white working class voters find a home, where young voters find a political home. Both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party have been pretty weak in actually understanding the specific priorities of different ethnic communities
and respecting
the vote. Yes.
And finally, how can one get involved in the Working Families Party?
I love this question. The Working Families Party is a party that is about people. So getting involved is what changes our politics. In many ways, we say that organizing is like the bloodstream of the Working Families Party. You can go to our website, workingfamilies.org, and sign up to be a member. And then you can, once we have your information, we can invite you to join us at our chapter meetings. And we can invite you to engage in the long-term fight to make sure that in New York, working families can live with dignity.
All right. So thank you so very much, Anna Maria Achila, co-director of the Working Families Party. Always, always a pleasure speaking with you.
It's so nice to speak with you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And looking forward to having you back again.
People power in politics. Hard talk. Riveting interviews. Community updates. In-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.